Well, the Marlins open up a brief two-game homestand tonight with an interleague contest against the Boston Red Sox. All the action can be heard starting at 7:10 right here along the Marlins Radio Network. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. Joining us for a couple of minutes, radio broadcaster for the Boston Red Sox, Dave O'Brien, a voice very familiar to many in South Florida. Dave, let's go back to that 1993 opening year here in South Florida. An expansion team coming into Major League Baseball, not many people know what to expect. What was that spring like?
It was incredible, Kyle, and thanks for having me on for a few moments. I'm not sure how familiar my voice is nowadays here in 2015 to Miami fans, but that was an amazing, magical time because everything was new, everything was a first. You know, we had no idea what was going to work and what wasn't going to work, least of all the guys on the field and how competitive they might be. And one of the things I do remember is the very first day it rained at Old Pro Player Stadium, which was Joe Robbie Stadium, and then had many incarnations. And the sun finally came bursting through the clouds late in the morning. And I remember Wayne Huizenga, who owned the team at the time, saying to his wife, "I think everything is going to be okay." And that was a great predictor to what was a magical season.
I should have started by asking you, I'm sure it's nice to come back to South Florida. I know you spent a large part of your life here.
I did. My family and I lived here for 14 years. And we were really born into the Florida Marlins then. And all of my kids to this day, all three of my kids, Mike, Katie, and Sammy, are Marlin fans. My son's in the military now. He's serving at Fort Bragg. He's a paratrooper. He follows the Marlins way closer than he follows anybody else because he was born into it right here.
93 through 2001, a lot of time you spent in the Marlins organization. I know 97 was an incredibly special season, world champions, the first one in team history. Any other moments that really stick out to you over the years?
Well, opening day was incredible because that launched the entire thing, but there were so many of them. I remember a series in Chicago that winter. It felt like that winter. It was that spring. It was like 32 degrees, and Alex Fernandez taking a no-hitter into the ninth inning. I'll never forget him losing that and that anguish and pain on his face. And then later on that summer in San Francisco, it was Kevin Brown throwing a no-hitter and coming within a hit batsman of a perfect game in the ninth inning. And then when he hit the guy, the catcher just threw the ball back and he said, "Let's go," struck out the last guy, and that was the end of it. But that was a great baseball team, that 97 team. At the time, they had a payroll of $50 million, and everyone said they bought the pennant and they bought the World Series. Think about that now, $50 million.
Marlins Park, you endured many rainouts just a bit north, about 20 miles north of here. What do you make of Marlins Park?
It's great that you know you're going to play. It's really wonderful that when you walk through the door here, the game is going to be played no matter what. Many times when I was calling Marlin games, you did not know that. I think there was one summer we had 25 or 30 rain delays, and that just totally messed with batting practice and really, really messed up with the team's routine. And I think that one thing more than anything else is what I think of when I come into this ballpark. We know we're going to play, and we're not going to get rained on tonight.
Radio broadcaster for the Boston Red Sox, Dave O'Brien, joining us. Dave, as we wrap up, the Franchise Four, something Major League Baseball is doing this season. For the Marlins, Gary Sheffield, Jeff Conine, Mikey Lowell, and Giancarlo Stanton. You spent a lot of years here in the organization. Certainly three of those guys pop off the page, but any really special ball players you had an opportunity to be around?
All of those guys, every single one of those guys, I will always remember as a Marlin, particularly Jeff Conine, because Niner epitomized from the very first moment that he was brought in the expansion draft everything the Marlins wanted to be and hoped to be. And then, oh, by the way, goes out opening day, very first day, and has four hits. And he's just been a salt-of-the-earth guy ever since. But all of those guys were. I'll never forget the way Gary Sheffield swung the bat and corked the top of the bat in the direction of the pitcher and dared him to throw inside. And the line drives that Gary would hit that would thud off the wall and off the old clock there at Pro Player Stadium. I remember a guy you didn't mention, Charles Johnson, having a couple of the best catching years I have ever seen in one of the great arms. And Brian Harvey, the guy who was our very first closer, who was just about automatic that first year. Terribly, terribly good splitter, great fastball. Benito Santiago is his catcher. I can go on and on because I was very fortunate to be right there at the beginning.
Dave, albeit for 2 days, welcome back to South Florida. We appreciate the time tonight.
Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it very much.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups on the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.